In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with volume 12, 26, 19, and this is the second paragraph. But before we get to the second paragraph, the last thing that Jesus said is what's coming is the portent of the most unheard of prodigies. We haven't seen anything yet. Everything that we've gone through for the last 2,000 years is now ready to be transmuted, Jesus says. So he says, my divine will is life, and the soul is already disposed to receive life. So God is ready. He's saying to us, you're ready to receive this. This gift of the divine will, I've prepared for the humanity that is living now to receive. Your soul is already disposed to receive this life with your fiat. As God said, fiat lux, and let there be light, and the universe was created. As Our Lady said, fiat mihi, let your will be done in me. Basically, I am the slave girl of the Lord. The incarnation took place. Redemption was at hand. And now with sanctification, the fiat voluntas tua. May your divine will reign in me, this dust on earth as it is in heaven. So my divine will is life, and the soul is already disposed to receive life. It is holy, and the soul receives sanctity. It is strong, and the soul receives strength, and so with all the rest. So he says, on the other hand, my other sacraments, how much they have to work to dispose the soul if they manage it all. And the channels that I left to my church, how many times they remain beaten up, despised, and trampled on. Jesus said to Louisa, watch the power that's going to come through the Holy Eucharist when the divine will reigns. We haven't seen anything yet. It's a new beginning for humanity that's very, very close. Get ready for some glorious things. And Jesus is offering this to us. He says, basically, my divine will is life. Are you ready? Are you disposed to receive this life? If you want holiness, you'll receive sanctity. If you're strong, you're going to be even have received divine strength, and so with all the rest. Volume 12, 4, 26, 19, 21. My daughter, I repeat to you, do not look at the earth. Don't look down. Let us allow them what they want to do. Let them do what they want, Jesus says. They want to make war? Let them make war. When they get tired, I too shall make my war. See, we haven't seen the war yet. Their tiredness in evil, their disenchantments, the disillusions, the losses suffered shall dispose these souls to receive my war, Jesus says. And my war shall be a war of love. We haven't seen anything yet. We're learning how to fight to the death with God's love. It's not to hurt anybody. It's to love everybody as Jesus did, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Volume 13, 6, 2, 19, 21. You must know that in coming upon the earth of my will, I said almost nothing or very little, because the creature, being too much of an infant in the celestial things, would have understood nothing. So I only taught the church to pray the fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, so that souls might dispose themselves to know this will of mine in order to love it and do it, and therefore receive the gifts that this fiat voluntas tua sicut on earth et in cielo et in terra possess. He says, now, what I was to do at that time, the teaching about my will that I was to give to all of humanity, I now have given this gift to you, Louisa, and to the souls who are reading this book. So making you, Louisa, making them known is nothing other than making up for what I myself was to do while on earth, as to fulfill the fulfillment of my coming upon earth as God. Don't you want me then, Jesus says to Louisa, to fulfill the purpose of my coming upon earth? He says, therefore, let me do this. Who's doing this? God. I, God, shall watch over everything. I, God, shall dispose everything. And you, Louisa, and those linked to you, you, Louisa, follow me and be peaceful. How do we follow Jesus and be peaceful? By learning what he taught Louisa. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. This is what Jesus is asking us. He's asking us to really begin to live this new and divine way of holiness. Follow me and be at peace. Volume 13, 10, 9, 1921. It is not on bread alone that one can live, but on that to which my divine will gives the virtue of being able to make one live. If bread nourishes man, it is because I, God, want it so. Now, whenever the creature with her free will disposes to make of her operating, with her free will disposes the soul to make of her operating, that is the form it assumes. Okay, so this is essential. We use our free will to choose. Do I want my human will to be in charge? What's your human will? When you go to confession, that's your human will. If you're honest with yourself, this is what I thought, this is what I said, this is what I did, this is what I failed to do, and I don't want to live like this. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin, and God goes, good. Now, use your free will, Jesus says to Louisa, to choose my divine will. It's yours if you want it. So with your free will, you're going to choose to dispose, to make of what we operate, what we do, and that is the form it assumes. If it's human, it's going to be miserable. If it's divine, it's going to be great. It's going to be good. So Jesus says this. With her operating, she wants to form food for me. She forms food for me. Okay. The good that you do, helping one another. This is feeding Jesus with love. You're feeding it with love by forming, giving food to people. You're giving love to God. She forms food for me. If love, she gives me love. If reparation, she forms reparation for me. In her human will, she wants to offend me. That's what the human will does. She makes of herself operating the knife to wound me and maybe even trying to kill me, Jesus says. See, we don't want the human will to be in charge. We're tired of the human will. Now God says, now you're going to live in my divine will. As I did, the new Adam, as my mother did, the new Eve, which they filled the newborn Louisa with. Volume 13, 10, 23, 19, 21. It is true that your beginning was the sea of my passion, but there is no sanctity that does not pass through the harbor of my holy humanity. So the passion brings about sanctity, but everything else, all the sanctity that is coming, comes through the holy humanity of Jesus. And that's why you will go to purgatory. If there's anything that opposes the holy humanity of Jesus alive in us. So in fact, he says, in fact, there are saints who remain in the harbor of my divinity while others move beyond. But then I quickly grafted the sea of my will. And when I saw you, Louisa, disposed, and hopefully us now with Louisa, you surrendered your human will to me. And so hopefully we have done that with Jesus. I surrendered my human will to you, Lord. Mine took life in you, and this is what we want. We want the divine will to take life in us. And the sea kept flowing and growing always. Each additional act of yours, Louisa, and now us, linked to Louisa, in my divine will was a greater growth. My operating is communicative and always an act, without ever stopping. And many times these channels are covered with mud. This is our human misery by creatures. Others throw stones into them. And the water does not flow, or it flows with difficulty. It is not the sea that does not want to give water, nor is it the water that cannot penetrate everywhere because it is not clear. But it is the side of creatures that oppose such a great good. There are many who don't want what God wants. Therefore, if they read these truths in the book of heaven, if they are not disposed, they shall not understand a thing. How many times have you asked somebody, read this, and you're on fire with it, and they go, the saint said that. They don't understand. They don't understand why. They haven't learned the language of heaven, Jesus says, number one. But number two, they're not disposed. They shall remain confused and dazzled by the light of my truth. And for those that are disposed, it shall be a light that lightens them up, a water that quenches their thirst in such a way that they shall never want to detach themselves from these channels that come from Louisa, these volumes, because of the great good they feel and the new life, new and divine way of holiness that flows in them. Everyone who's been reading the divine will knows about this. If you stop reading, you've lost it. As you read, as you listen every day, you become happier, more joy filled. I want to give you my joy. Jesus says that your joy may be complete. You will feel this new life that flows in you. And that's the thing. People call and they say, I just read this, and they read it to me. What do you think? I said, well, it's really great. I mean, I'm glad you're seeing this. Yeah, but there's no one to share it with yet. There will be many that will embrace this when it happens, when that great event happens. Right now, God has given it to us like a preview of what's to come. It's so beautiful. Volume 13, 11, 26, 19, 21. There are plenty of souls who receive Holy Communion and take part in the miracle of the Holy Eucharist because they sacrifice less. They have that by having to sacrifice more in order to let the miracle that my divine will may have life in them happen. Very few are those who dispose themselves. Okay, you want the miracle of the divine will to reign in you when you receive Holy Eucharist? Spend more time with your Eucharistic Lord. Oh, I haven't got time, I'm too busy. Very few are going to dispose themselves. How you have to fall in love with God. This is the thing God's waiting for. And then when you receive Holy Communion, you will want to be there with him. You will want to spend time adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him. Volume 13, 12, 10, 19, 21. Now an act done in my divine will is more than sun in the sky that multiplies, not human, but divine seeds to infinity. Oh, how greatly it surpasses the fecundity and the multiplicity of the seeds that the sun has fundicated. Innovation in the spiritual world takes place. Such divine harmony are all attached. In hearing this harmony, this music that is all around us, this heavenly music, those are the souls most disposed to get warm, the warmth of the sun. Thousands upon thousands of effects arise like many seeds, and since the act done in my divine will carries within itself the creative power, it fundicates those seeds in a way that is incalculable to the finite mind. God's doing this. And everybody who's reading, you know what Jesus is saying here. Things that you can't even talk about because there's no human terminology for it. It's a divine perspective that God has given you that is so amazing. There's no words. Louisa says this often. If I say anything more, it'll just sound like I'm rambling. I'm not making any sense. God is showing us colors that are indescribable, sounds that have never been heard before. It's a new and divine way of holiness that's coming upon humanity. Volume 13, 1, 17, 19, 22. 2. Good is I. God is fun, isn't he? He loves words. Good is I. There is no good that the creature might do in which I am not involved. Each good that a creature does is a sip of divine life that she gives to her soul in order to do more good acts that the creature does, the more the life of her soul grows and renders her stronger, the more disposed to do more good acts. See, I love God. God, good is I. There is no good that the creature might do in which I am not involved. What a great God we have. What a great God we have. That is so good. However, in order to be exempt from any poisonous substance, these acts must be upright without human purpose. They must be only to please me, God. There's no human reason to do this. I don't want any reward. I don't want anything. Why? Because God deserves all the praise, all the glory, all the honor without human purpose. This is what he's waiting for. Do people applaud pigskin being thrown from one part of the field to the next in sports? Cheering. How much cheering have you given to God? Praising God, loving God, glorifying God. When you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, it happens. It really, really happens. Volume 13, 125, 1922. The last day shall not come if I do not find souls who are disposed in order for me to reveal all my truths. This is so great. And that the celestial Jerusalem may resound with my complete glory and all the blessed may take part in all my beatitudes, some as direct cause for having knowing that truth and some as indirect cause through Louisa, the one who has known it. See, the saints know how to do the will of God. No one knows how to live in the will of God or to receive the divine inheritance. That's why he says direct cause of knowing the truth, that's doing the will of God that the saints have given. Some have an indirect cause of that, which is the mysterious, the mystery of God through Louisa, the one who has known it, the only one that's known it. In fact, so that the soul may open the doors to render herself disposed to knowing the truths that my divine will contains, the first thing is wanting to live in my divine will. Put that on your mirror. First thing is wanting to live in the divine will. I want to live in the divine will. The second is wanting to know the divine will. I want to know the divine will. Third is to appreciate the divine will. I want to appreciate the divine will. I want to know, love, and possess this gift. That's what I want. God has to hear that from us. Volume 14, 310, 1922. My daughter, everything that one does in my holy divine will is like a sun that diffuses to all of humanity, past, present, and future. As one prays in my divine will, offering my blood, my pains, my wounds, these convert into many rays of divine light that diffuse to everyone, past, present, and future. They descend rapidly into the deepest prison of purgatory and convert their pains and their darkness into light. Therefore, it can be the same for everyone. If there may be a difference, it can never be on the part of the one who gives, but on those who receive according to the dispositions of each one. Therefore, distinctions do not exist in my holy divine will. Of its own, it runs, it diffuses, it wants to give itself to everyone, past, present, and future. Whoever wants it can take of it. It's free. See, this new and divine way of holiness is going to shake the world. Volume 14, 4:13, 1932. The way of our divine will is extremely long. It embraces eternity, so that we're never going to end this infinite gift. While it seems that one has navigated the way, much remains for her to do and to receive from us, Triune God, in order to learn of our ways and to form the first copy of the soul who lives in our divine will. That first copy is Louisa. That first copy is her. Thank you, Louisa. A soul who lives in our divine will. This is the greatest work we, Triune God, must do. Therefore, we must give you, Louisa, much. So, who is this Louisa Picaretta? And it is befitting to dispose you, Louisa, much so that you may receive. We give much, we dispose you much, that you can receive much. This is the reason for my many repeated questions. It is to dispose you. It's the same thing. Why are we reading every day? It's to dispose us to say yes to God, to enlarge you, to elevate you in order to accomplish my designs. This is what's happening. This is why our God is asking us, pleading with us to say yes. Let it be done as you say. Let it be done as you wish. Volume 14, 527, 1922. This is the prevenient act. If you want to know what the prevenient act is, read this passage. This is probably a third of the passage. I've read, this is how you pray the prevenient act. Page one, page two, page three. It's going, where are they getting this? Jesus has this big of a paragraph about the prevenient act. It's very simple. It's very simple. See, the human brain wants to complicate what God is doing. The human brain, it reminds me of reading John Paul II's letters. John Paul II was great. He would pull this and then pull this in, pull this saint in, pull this doctor in, and pull this dogma in, and say, here it is, 10 pages long, and it's great. But then when you read Benedict, it's a page. And he's so concise. He's so precise. He's so brilliant that he could put into a few words what others would put 10 pages in, because it means this and it means that and it means this, which is really wonderful. But God is simple. God is simple. And this is what he says about the prevenient act. The prevenient act gives the hand. The prevenient act disposes and forms the plane for the actual act. The actual act preserves and expands the plane of the prevenient act, period. What does that mean? The prevenient act disposes this is, Lord, today, I want to adore you, love you, praise you, thank you, bless you, I worship you. I want in the name of everyone and everything to be fused with you, triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, by fusing myself with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, so that I can enter into the divine will and pray the round of creation, pray the round of redemption. I want to enter into this life. Why? To enter the single act of God, the single point of God, the prime act of God. Why? So that you can receive all the glory, all the honor, all the praise in the name of everyone, everything past, present, and future, so that I can enter into living this life of heaven and no longer live this life of earth. It's so the prevenient act, this prayer that you pray in the morning, disposes the soul for the actual acts that will happen throughout the day. So when you're washing the dishes, God will say, why are you washing the dishes? I mean, you should be in communion with God, talking to God all the time. I mean, Jesus is the Word. And when you're talking to him, you could say, Lord, I am washing the dishes in the divine will. He goes, good, good. And then it forms the plane for the actual act. As I said in the morning with the prevenient act, I want to do everything in the divine will, to do my acts, my rounds in the divine will. Preserves and expands the plane of the prevenient. So the prevenient starts it, and throughout the day, you're actually doing it. So there's no rules or regulations. How do you want to do this? How much do you want to do this? 10%, 30%, 60%, 100%. What do you want? Jesus says, I have to give it to you. As you read, as you study, everything changes for you. Everything changes. Volume 14, 6:19, 1922. My divine will wants to put out what it possesses, but it keeps looking for the soul who would give it the occasion. He found Louisa. The one who is disposed to receive, that's Louisa. The one who prepares a little space in her soul, that's Louisa, in which to place these new contentments of mine. He's talking about Louisa. And he's saying, would you want to do this as well? And we go, yes, Lord, I want to give you the occasion to, I want to dispose myself to receive. I want to prepare a little space in my soul. I want to place these new contentments of yours by wanting to do your divine will. So he says, the soul opens the door of my volition. The soul empties herself of her own human will. The soul prepares a little space for me, Jesus, and my mother, in which to place my goods, divine goods. And as the soul, he's talking about Louisa, enters into my divine will to operate, Louisa gives me the occasion to issue new beatitudes for myself. It's never ending. It's constantly new, constantly more beautiful than it was just a second ago. That's what Louisa is. That's what Louisa has done. She's really done this to help us begin to live this abundant life. It really is true. Volume 14, 7, 14, 1922. This is our only will left to us with regard to creation. So he says, everything's done except for the divine will. It's got to be, it's the humanity has to begin to embrace this again. It was Adam who destroyed this perfection. Jesus came to earth as the new Adam. Mary came to earth as the new Eve. Why? To bring back to humanity this new life, this will of God. So he says, it is only our divine will left to us with regard to creation that our divine will act in the creature as it acts in us. Our divine will act in humanity as the divine will acts in God. Share in the divinity of Christ. What was Adam's DNA like? Image and likeness of God. He wants that for us. Our love wants to unleash our divine will from our womb in order to deposit it in humanity. But it keeps looking for the one, that's Louisa, who is disposed. He found Louisa. And now he's asking us, do you want what I've given to her? I found the one, looking for the one who is disposed, Louisa, who would recognize the divine will, appreciate the divine will, so that the divine will may generate in her what it generates in God. That's for us. That was the life of Adam before the fall. That's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. That's for us. That, it's not about being good and holy and saintly. That was for the saints. Jesus wants us to share in his divinity. The priest puts a drop of water in the chalice every day. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Our divine love wants to unleash our divine will from our womb again, as it did with Adam, in order to deposit this divine will in humanity again. But it's been looking for 6,000 years for the soul who would be disposed to receive it. Looking for 6,000 years for the soul who would recognize it. For 6,000 years, looking for the soul who would appreciate it. Looking for that soul for 6,000 years that the soul may generate it in her. What is generated in God. This is Louisa. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she that God speaks like this to her? Who is she? She has the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the newborn. She is the first born one born of original sin who possesses this gift. Adam was not the son of God. Adam was not the mother of God. God breathed this into him and he lost it. Jesus comes as the new Adam. Mary comes as the new Eve. Louisa goes to Jesus and Mary. They come to Louisa and it's given to her, the first one born of original sin who is now living in the divine will. This is something. This is astonishing. And now God is saying, now is the time that I'm going to give it to humanity. And he asked us to be alive at this time. he asked us to be alive at this time. Volume 14, 10, 19, 19, 22. If I have waited for so many centuries to make known my divine will operated in the creature and hers operated in mine, almost elevating it to my own divine level, it is because I had to prepare and dispose the creatures to move from the minor to the greater knowledges. This book of heaven is the greater knowledges. This book of heaven is the lessons of Jesus to humanity. This book of heaven is the prophecies of Jesus to humanity. This book of heaven is the is everything from Jesus to us. It's a new and divine way of holiness that's coming to humanity. And our Lord is asking us, are you willing to say yes to this? Are you willing to let go of everything, even holy things, Jesus says to Louisa, so that you can embrace the divine? He's asking us. He's pleading with us. You want to move from the minor to the greater things? Now is the time it's going to happen, Jesus says. Now is the time I have wanted from the beginning of time. He planned for us to be alive at this time. That's why he says to Louisa often, I am getting everything for ready for the souls who must live in my divine will. That's you and me. He's planned this. He's planned this. I didn't choose to be here. God chose. God wants us to be ready for what he is going to do. And all that he asks of us is fiat. Let it be done as you say. Echoing Our Lady, echoing the Lord to his Heavenly Father, not my will, but your will be done. We have to begin to understand our human will is, Jesus says, destroys us, brings us to hell. Doing our human will is not how we were called to live. We were called to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, to be a divine mirror of Jesus so that we can receive again the divine inheritance of the Father. That's volume 1 through volume 10 is the divine mirror of Jesus. 11 through volume 19 is through the power of the Holy Spirit living this life, this great second Pentecost that's coming. He's preparing us for what's coming. And third, finally, to live, to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, volume 20 through volume 36. And as we read, he expands our capacity each day that we read. Each day he expands a little more. As much as we read or as little as we read. If we don't read, it's nothing's expanded. And until, see, he said to Louisa, I cannot come back to tell you anything anymore if I don't see you practicing this. If I don't see you putting this into your life, how can I come back and give you more? I'm not going to waste this, Jesus says. And he says the same thing to us. So our job is to promise Jesus in our own way. There's no rules or regulations. Lord, you want me to read this? I'll read this. And you can say to the Lord, I'll read a half an hour a day. That's minimal, a half an hour a day. You want me to read? And that's why I love the calendar. The calendar is every day listening to the Lord. It's just astonishing. He loves us so much. Okay, volume 14, 9/5/1922. The little wheel of light that I fixed in you first was in the whole of creation that came out of the divinity, all love, all light, all beauty. So here, this little wheel. So Jesus is, he's trying to help us understand this little wheel of light in us, each and every one of us, was first in the all of creation. It came out of the divinity, all love, all light, all beauty. And then I measured you, Jesus says. He knows each one of us intimately with a ruler to see your dispositions and to those that you were lacking in order to put them in to be able to fix well this little wheel, this little motor, he says, and keep it safe. He wants us to begin to understand he's got this all planned. He knows, scripture says he knows every hair of your head. He knows everything about you. He has planned for us to be alive at this time. He says the second little wheel was the divinity that descended into you and established that which it had created, the inferium, and fixed in you, Louisa, so as to place itself at the proper relations with creation that it was due to it. So here, the second wheel is the baptism, basically. When we're baptized, we are in God's image. And so this divinity that descended into us established that it had created the inferium, fixed in us, like Louisa, to place itself in proper relation with creation. So this is one of the reasons why we pray the round of creation. Everything in creation is on I love you. The proper place is for us to be the Lord of the earth. That was Adam. Adam knew all the sciences, Jesus said. He knew everything. He didn't need to be taught. Today, people spend years being taught, okay, so that they can have a specialty. This is my specialty. God breathed everything into Adam. Adam knew everything. He didn't have to be taught. When you read the writings of Louisa, a friend of mine, he's a priest, and he's got a doctorate in psychology, one of the PhDs, and I showed him this article, because I wanted, what is this? What do you think of this? And he read it from Louisa, and he said, no human wrote this. I said, you're right. No human wrote that. How do you know that? He says, humans don't think like this. He says, this is how God thinks. Now, he has a couple of PhDs in philosophy. That's what it was, philosophy. And he saw very clearly that the way Louisa is speaking is God speaking. What she wrote down is what he dictated to her, which I think is just great. So again, God is placing in us the proper relations with creation that was due to creation. It's God expects us to hear, to smell, to taste, to touch all the I love yous of creation when we pray the rounds of creation. The same thing with redemption. To hear all the I love yous of the new Adam, of the new Eve. This new and divine way of holiness that we're called to isn't saintly, good, or holy, like the saints have taught us, but it's to share in divinity. The divinity that descended into you established that which it created and fixed in us. It placed itself in proper relation with creation. That was due to it. Wait till you get into this. It's astonishing. Volume 14, 11, 11, 1922. After my celestial mother, I called you, Louisa, so that all human acts may have the first seal done by me, the second seal done by my mother, and the third seal done by the one creature of common stock, the one born of original sin, Louisa. My eternal love could not be content if I did not raise one of the common stock, human, who would open the doors for those who would dispose themselves to enter through these doors in order to live in our most holy divine will. This is the reason for my many manifestations to you, Louisa, in the book of heaven, the many values and effects that I made known to you, Louisa, about my most holy divine will. These shall be powerful magnets to draw you and then to draw others to live in the divine will. Great way to put it. Powerful magnets. We can't get away from this. I have this powerful magnet, and I had another powerful magnet, and I put the two together. I couldn't get them apart. I mean, I had to use pliers, or somebody came over and used pliers, and a wrench to pull them apart. These are powerful magnets. As you read this, you have been made by God to live this life. This is the life that Adam lost. This is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. It's a new and divine way of holiness that's coming for all of humanity. And Jesus has asked us to be alive at this time. And all that he asks of us to do is to read. And it's my promise to Jesus that I would read every day. Jesus, you want me to read it? I'm going to read this. You want me to enter into this gift? I want to enter into this gift. I want to get so close to this powerful magnet that I can never be separated. I want to be one with what you, God, want. This is why you created me. This is why you love humanity, to be one with God, fused with God. Fusing is welding. It's two pieces of metal welded together. And that's basically when I had these two powerful magnets. I'm glad I didn't get my finger in between them. That would have really been painful. Volume 14, 11, 16, 19, 22. I said within myself, my Jesus, I want to receive absolution in your holy divine will. Now, this is important for us. Are you ready for this? This is something that I think is really going to astonish you. And Jesus immediately, without giving me time, added, I absolve you in the most holy divine will. And I absolve you. As I absolve you, my volition puts the words of absolution on the way to absolve whomever wants to be absolved, to forgive whomever wants forgiveness. My divine will takes all, not just one alone, but those who are disposed to take more than anyone. Yeah. Think about that. This is, if you read volume 35, the last surprise of love, everyone who dies at that hour, Jesus says, now and at the hour of your death, we pray. At that hour, Jesus spends an hour with the soul. There's no time or space, but it's an hour with God. And he goes through our life. This is what he tells Louisa. And he says, basically, he shows heaven, he shows hell. He shows his mercy, and he gives everyone that chance. And he says to Louisa, now, I absolve you in the most holy divine will. I pray that every day, Lord, absolve me in your holy divine will. Now, I still go to confession, and I go to confession. I ask the priest for absolution, but I still pray with Jesus, and I absolve you in my most holy divine will. And as I absolve you, my holy divine will puts the words of absolution on the way to absolve anyone, whomever wants to be absolved. Wow. To forgive whomever wants forgiveness. My divine will takes all, not just one alone, but those who are disposed to take more than anyone. Now remember, this was given in Heliopstat by St. Honorable de Francia, who's considered by St. John Paul II the priest to go to for vocations worldwide. The imprimatur was placed on these volumes by Archbishop May of Trani, Italy. Listen to what he says. Jesus is saying, you know, where is your heart? You know, so many people, what is the church? The church says that there are more people outside the Catholic Church who are part of the Catholic Church than inside the Catholic Church. There's more. Why? It's men of good will, of God's will. Peace on earth to men of God's will, to those of God's will. We're going to be surprised how many people the Lord has touched in a hidden way, in a little way, in a grand way. Listen to what he says. He says, to absolve whomever wants to be absolved, to forgive whoever wants forgiveness. Now, we still have to go to confession for our absolution. But listen to what our Lord is, how overflowing he is with love. My will takes everything, not just one alone, but those who are disposed to take more than anyone. So be it. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.